Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with the Kelowna Public Library's Youth Services Director, Shauna Riggins, about their winter break programming. I was informed about your book adoption, so I guess I don't know what that is, so I was hoping you could tell me a little bit more about what that is about.
Sure. So every year, the library does an adopt-a-book program. So we have ordered a whole lot, I think 54 books that are lower in prices but high in quality. They're like backlisted items. So now we've got them all processed and they're all ready to be added to the collection, and we're just looking for people to fund the books. So for $7, they can adopt the book and they'll get a little like label on the inside, and they can adopt it in honor of someone or in memory of someone, or just adopt it because they want to adopt it. And so then that book will be added to our collection with that label on the inside, and they'll be able to be the first person to check it out if they're interested. And then we also have handcrafted ornaments that correspond. They have an image of each book cover, so when you adopt a book, you get the corresponding ornament to take home and keep as well.
What sort of books are we talking about here?
Oh, yeah. They're all picture books. There are just, I think, one juvenile fiction, so older readers, and one graphic novel, but mostly picture books.
All right. So how did you guys come up with this? Is this something you've done in the past, or is this a new idea?
Yeah. So I think it's been ongoing, 15 years. It's been a nice community tradition for a while.
All right. Why do you feel like doing something like that is important for the library and the community?
I think it's really nice because people get to have a little bit of ownership of the collection and the titles that are in the collection. And it's also nice, I was talking with some other people, they choose to adopt a book every year. And so then when they set up their Christmas trees every year, they always have the ornaments from the past years. And so they get to kind of look through those. So I think it's a nice opportunity for people to be involved in the library and to also give back to the library and feel like they are really making a difference, which they do every time they visit.
Now, is there a last day that people can adopt them, or is it sort of ongoing?
When they run out is usually when it ends. I wouldn't see it going past the first week of January, hopefully. They went out just after Thanksgiving, and they were, I think they're already halfway gone. They're very popular just because a lot of people already know about them, but there are still several left to be adopted and sponsored.
What are your library hours during winter break?
We are closed a couple of days, but the hours are normal for the rest of the days. So we will be closed on Christmas Eve, so Saturday, December 24th, and Christmas Day. We're always closed on Sundays anyways. And then the day after Christmas, Monday the 26th, will be closed. So that is kind of a long stretch, a three-day weekend. And then the following week, it's the same kind of setup. The New Year's Eve, the 31st, we're closed. That's a Saturday. And then we're closed that Sunday anyways. And then that Monday, January 2nd, we're closed as well.
It won't interfere with the programs, though, that you have.
Correct. Yep. We'll have all of our Wednesday story times. We'll have all of our Friday story times. And we'll still have... Oh, and there is one more program if you're looking to learn a little bit more about some of our programs that we just started. It already happened for December, but a January one is coming up. We have a pajama story time that I've started doing. It's the first Monday of the month at 7 p.m. And it's just an opportunity for kids of any age. It could be toddlers. It could be seven-year-olds. And they get to come in their pajamas with their families. And we just read kind of bedtime-themed stories and do activities. And I wear pajamas, too. So it's a really fun kind of little session that we get to do once a month.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Shauna Riggins. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.